we all know by now that I am Roblox's number one fan. I'm a big fan of this company and all of the wonderful decisions that they make. And their latest decision has unfortunately landed them in some hot water. I have to be careful about how I explain this because this is an ongoing situation. And I know that this company is kind of bloodthirsty for me. So I'm going to try to be as accurate as possible. It's become tradition on this platform for Roblox to hold a egg hunt every year. This used to be an Easter event, but they've since decoupled it. And now it's kind of like its own thing. These events get a lot of criticism because they keep finding ways to fuck it up. And this year was no exception, except the way that they messed it up this year is probably worse than ever. This is actually the biggest screw up I've ever seen this company make in terms of events. So for these events, they normally select like a roster of games that users have to play to actually complete it. And these are hand picked by staff members. This year, they picked over 1,000 games to be part of this event. And, you know, given that this is Roblox, when you have 1,000 games, it's statistically likely that some of them are going to have some serious problems. One of these games, however, was so blatantly a bad idea, I really have to wonder how they picked it in the first place. Now, to be clear, I don't know if it was the game that they picked, but they definitely went with this developer. He goes by the official Teddy, and he is famous for making a game called Boys and Girls Club Roleplay. These games are what are known as soft condos. They're not explicitly condo games. They don't have like the nudity and the exact animations, but they're very close and they're kind of designed in the same way and for the same purpose. They have these private rooms with like beds and showers. They're supposed to be like dance animations, but for some reason the developer felt it was necessary to sneak in some push-up animations, you know, for all the push-ups that you do at nightclubs. So you can go to your private bed and do push-ups. I mean, yeah, you look at the other games this guy has and you can kind of see there's like a pattern. Police ranking, you are now sus police. This is another thing. He does a lot of hug games for all the kids that want to hug each other in the shower at the club. I hope I don't seem like I'm pearl clutching here, okay? Oh, good heavens. Hugging? That's not appropriate. The point is, there's an undertone to all this stuff. An undertone that you really should not have on this platform. If you actually play these games, they are a magnet for predators. Are these all his? Get out. Help me. This is like a thing. Look at this one. Spicy Boys and Girls Club Roleplay New Hugs. Oh, this one got deleted. See, there's a lot of games like this. So one has to wonder which of these games was actually selected for this event. I don't see how any of these could be viewed by Roblox staff as being appropriate. Who is this person in the group? Their username is Demi. Can we talk, please? Someone's trying to reach Demi. Demi, this is your father. Why won't you speak to me anymore? What has your mother been telling you? The first person I saw talking about this was Green Lego Cats, and then Schlett picked it up, and it just kind of snowballed from there. He started telling people to boycott the event, and a lot of developers took the initiative. Let me just go through the list real quick. So we have Pressure, Piggy, LOC Official, Untitled Tag Game, Doors, SCP-3008, Untitled Squid Game, Eat a Huge Donut, Forsaken, The Foundation, Find the Troll Faces. I mean, it's just crazy seeing how unified the response has been. What if I just search opt out the hatch? Look at these people. Fuck the hatch. Unfortunately, the rest of my team and I have decided to opt Liar's Table out of the hatch after previously opting in. Okay, so there's another right there. 3008 opted out of the hatch as well. Sorry, y'all. We've decided to opt out of the hatch. Sorry to anyone who's expecting us to be in it. Just a heads up. We've opted out of the hatch. Sorry if you looked forward to our entry. These are not small games either. These are massively successful titles that have decided not to participate after being selected for Roblox's biggest event of the year. That is like a privilege. And these people are refusing. They're declining because the optics are just so bad. I think the only way Roblox could save this at this point is if they just deleted the whole group. Obviously, this guy is a problem. He's a brand risk. You would think that by now this group would not exist anymore. So Roblox just put out a statement. This should be good.
Hi, creators. Your contributions are essential to Roblox. As leaders in our community, you help shape a positive environment. We want to take this opportunity to emphasize the importance of our community guidelines and policies, which apply to all creators.
In bold, all creators.
Regardless of content performance. While we offer specialized support and assistance with moderation inquiries, all community members are subject to the same moderation process. That said, we do understand there may be moderation errors, and in such cases, we will work with you to reverse the moderation action.
This is their statement? This is their response to, sorry, we added a fucking condo developer to our event? This doesn't even address what people are upset about. Thank you again for being exemplary members of our community, for making this exemplary condo game. So the funny thing about this guy, he was banned and Roblox removed his games, and then they unbanned him. And then to add insult to injury, they invited him to RDC. I'm not even allowed within 100 feet of RDC, and this guy got a fucking invite. They think I'm like a terrorist or something, but this guy gets an invite. Since dozens of places are opting out of the hatch, I've come up with a list of replacements. Number one, Diddy's Mansion. Number two, Epstein Island. Number three, Michael Jackson's Neverland. Number four, John Wayne Gacy's Crawl Space. This event is supposed to be a big deal for the company because a lot of people are projected to participate, and it introduces a lot of players to new games that they otherwise wouldn't have played. That opens up a lot of revenue opportunities for the company.
We're continuing to run live ops events. There are over 183 million visits to our hub during this event.
Someone pointed out that Roblox stock price took a huge dip after the boycott the hatch hashtag started trending on Twitter. I think the market is a little too unpredictable to correlate these two things. I'll just say it wouldn't surprise me if they were related. God, dude, look at some of these thumbnails. Dude, she has like a garter belt and a cheetah print corset. She's lonely. Miss me? This one's actually by him. This one's by the official Teddy. Created 2 years ago, 76 million visits. Hug People Simulator. My hero. It's such a weird, like, vaguely sexual thing that you're marketing the kids. Schlepp and I actually spoke to the developer of one of these types of games. His name was like Ducky, and he ran the Boys and Girls Club community. They kind of tried to playfully deny that these were dating games. I just straight up told the guy, like, dude, you have a spicy emoji coming out of a speech bubble for this character. You think I'm stupid? You think I don't know what that means? And he finally admitted, like, okay, yeah, I mean, it is a dating game, but other games have the same features. And they're not getting taken down. And if we remove this from our game, players are just going to go to the ones that still have it. So until Roblox does something about this, we're not taking it out of our game. And then they took down Teddy and his game. And we were like, okay, so they're taking action. Are you going to remove it from your game? And they doubled down and they didn't. And now their game is not available. So great job, guys. Why didn't you listen to us? So yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Not only did Roblox invite this guy that they had just banned to RDC, but they invited him to this exclusive event and completely destroyed its reputation, even amongst its developers. I think the only thing that would placate the masses at this point would be if they just deleted the whole group itself and banned his account. I mean, there was no reason to unban him in the first place. I feel like they would lose more money if they kept the game than if they cut it loose. Asimo, one of the biggest developers on Roblox, tweeted, just heard official word from Roblox that Teddy won't be part of the event. Okay, so they're aware of the issue and they haven't banned him? Like, what's going on? Oh my god, dude, this guy in the background is drooling over this girl. Here's another one. This one's in Korean.
삭제된 콘텐츠.
Deleted content.
How do you say condo game in Korean?
콘도 게임.
Cantonese is actually the language on my blackboard. As you can see, I wrote 듀라이로모, which translates to I love you. Laiwan, the official Teddy Gung Yu Yao Hela. It's just kind of sad that this is what it takes to get these people to listen. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyways, I'm Ruben Sim. Thanks for watching.